When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrot. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
He's all right. You've seen the frustration overlaps into chronic cessation. He is now into the gangster mode.
Now this is like a victory light.
We're back, baby.
And it's after Valentine's Day, which means some of y'all are pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Not me, though.
What's that Twitter joke that they do every year?
We don't need any more Scorpio babies.
Shut up! That shit wasn't funny 6 years ago. Fuck. It's not funny this year.
Are you a Scorpio?
No.
It sounded like you was.
No.
Yo, it was giving Joe Budden energy. Yeah. Listen, there's a lot of stuff going on.
I don't want to see no more Scorpios in 2024.
Yo, speaking of people, you know what I'm saying, having bad holidays, you know what I mean? Kanye West sampled Ozzy Osbourne without Ozzy Osbourne permission, and he sampled War Pigs. Ozzy Osbourne then went on and said, yo, fam, you said mad stuff about Jewish people, so you can't use my song. Fuck out of here. You've caused bad pain to people. Da-da-da-da-da, yada-da, y'all know the rest. But listen, Ozzy Osbourne, this is my take on this. You know what I'm saying? Because there's people who have opinions on this. This is my opinion. There's no way, because I watched it. Y'all remember the show on MTV that they had?
Yeah.
The Osbournes? Mm-hmm. That motherfucker was shaking like Ali holding a torch at the Olympics back then. Yeah. Back then. Ain't no way he wrote that fucking tweet because the shit was in all caps. And you can't talk to text in all caps. I've tried. You know what I'm saying? I know he didn't write that shit. And I'm just like, bro, like, at this point, bro, like, who the fuck is still rocking with Kanye like that, bro? Like, is like, you know what I'm saying? Because he pushed it out and people like pay attention to it and it's talked about. But I don't know. Nobody that I know is like, yo, I can't wait for that. Yo, have you heard Vultures?
And that's interesting too, because you being like 40, I would assume that, like, you know what I mean? Like people of that generation,
bro.
Not that I'm that far off, but like, you know, it's 10 years. That's a significant.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the demo. That's like, yo, we're locked in with Kanye.
Yeah.
College dropout to fucking Jesus. He's a genius.
So
bro.
you're saying that even like amongst 40 plus year olds, like even that camp is like,
bro,
tired of Kanye.
They're like, yo, get him out of here. Like, we need you to do another college dropout or we're completely off of you.
Interesting.
Because they're like, he's just doing too much wild shit. Like, you know, the music is, and look, sonically, I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like the music, like musically, like the beats, the whatever is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But this motherfucker has, first of all, he was never a great rapper. And now he's just like, bruh, like, He just says bars that are just my man. These are like, yo, we're sitting here drinking fucking Dallas BBQ mixed drinks, freestyling.
Yeah.
That's the type of bars he's coming with.
Damn,
like,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is fucking crazy.
What a fall from grace.
Well, terrible.
I just think it's a matter of like, I think him and Drake are in a similar vein because it's like, you've said all you had to say. Like, you know what I mean? Like I feel like there's no hunger in it anymore. Like,
yeah.
for Kanye, for someone like Kanye or Drake, I think Cole is a special case because he's his own worst enemy, and I think that he's his own worst critic, and that's a good quality to have when you're a rapper, like when you make music and stuff. But when you're on top of the world, like a Kanye or a Drake, you don't, like, what is there left to say?
What do I do now?
Yeah, what is there left to say? Also, like, I remember, like, listening to Kanye when I was younger, and I would find out about songs that I really liked through the songs that Kanye sampled.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like, cause like, what's the, not Good Morning, it's the, and I wonder.
Yes. I would wonder,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I found that original song from that Kanye track.
Yeah.
So, but now he's sampling like Everybody by NSYNC. Everybody and their moms know that song. War Pigs by
like, bro, by Ozzy. That's like, such that's a basic ass Black Sabbath song. That shit is like, it's on a video game soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is nuts.
He also, didn't he, he asked somebody to be able to record, to use a sample.
That's what it was.
But it wasn't Osborne. It was somebody else. It was a woman.
Oh,
or it was like a group.
Yeah.
Donna Summer, he sampled the track. She said no. He re-recorded it, lyrics and all, and used that instead. He's wildin', bro.
Yo, he's
wildin'.
Like, oh, I can't use the sample? All right, fuck it. I'm gonna make it myself. Like, damn.
Nah, that's real hip-hop, though.
Yo, because it reminds... Yo, you know what that reminds me of? Speaking of real hip-hop, that reminds me of Cam'ron when he couldn't use the opera, the real opera on the beat, and he got Opera Steve to come sing it. Yo, that's real hip hop. Shout the bully for the hip hop facts, bro. That's real. He got opera. He got a nigga named Opera Steve, and that's his name. He put that on his taxes. Yo, Opera Steve, $10.99. Can't pay me to do this.
We only feel this way because it's about Kanye, and Kanye's worth talking about. So
that's true.
That's
true.
What we're doing. Realistically, how many mixtapes you listen to? It was all other people's beats. Or use the tight beats. Like, come on, man.
Tight beats. Kanye tight beats.
I'm a big Kanye fan, bro. I've loved Kanye ever since he came out. I watched, I flew to Atlanta to see his, when he had the album release party.
Yeah.
The scariest shit I've ever been a part of. I had a wonderful time. I snuck 7 blunts inside with me. But once he started playing the Donda track,
yo,
and it just kept saying Donda, 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 Donda,
yo,
bro, I feel like I still feel like my body's in Atlanta. That was like 3 years ago. I never returned home.
He took your soul right there.
He took me, bro.
Yo, listen, man. Yeah, I don't know what you're doing, man, but Vultures is kind of mid, man. You gotta do something. You gotta do something that makes people say, yo, this guy is the supreme leader of music.
I ain't even hear the track.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like, I ain't hear the track.
But, you know, I feel like with Kanye and Drake, right, when we see people get so high up,
yeah,
do you think that they just stop learning
they
or stop loving the craft? Because there's some artists who've been out for a long time who are on top,
yeah,
and they still release music. They make good music. Yeah. You know, they, like Beyonce, coming out with a fucking country album.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Kanye, if he was mentally healthy,
yeah,
you know what I mean, maybe he would
is.
Be able to like progress creatively. Even the same thing with Drake, like once you move past that 16-year-old era,
yep,
you'll be able to like make a grown man music, which is
444 basically,
yeah,
right,
100,000, you know,
or just about whatever you are currently in life right now,
yeah.
Like I'm listening to the new Beyonce 16 Carriages is called,
yeah,
and as I was listening to it, I'm realizing the song is about her as a teenager. Her like having to be in the back of a Destiny's Child's bus,
yeah.
Writing, working, not having like a regular life.
Not a, like the childhood. That
right,
you
exactly.
Be
like
still.
You had to leave your crib to go tour and then you're not being paid what you know, you're still poor. But I was listening to that and I was like, damn, bro, I relate to the lyrics just of like losing innocence at 15, 6 years old. But to her personal story, I can't relate. I wasn't on a tour bus at 15, 6 years
you
old.
Feel me?
But she was. So she's creating music from her experience. You see what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. And also, this is a like 42-year-old woman.
Bruh. Yeah, and I think I said this shit about Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill said the same shit. She was like, yo, she's like, people always ask me, yo, when you coming out with new music, when you coming out with new music, yo, you got to live life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, your life is what you write about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting there, unless you're a liar. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Which a lot of these motherfuckers are. They'd be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I just hopped off the G6 in Miami, cop 6 bricks of coke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It also helps
double toppy.
Not being.
Double toppy!
But it also helps not being a cornball. Because
true.
because Andre 3000 could put out a whole jazz album that's 45 minutes long but only 4 tracks and the whole world is fucking with it. Like, yo, this is sick. Cause he hasn't put anything out in so long that whatever he put out, people are excited about it because he hasn't spent that long gap in release being an absolute fucknut cornball online.
Yeah.
And I think that's
so right.
People are reluctant to support you when you run your fucking mouth all day, all the time about the wrong shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's why Beyonce, I think part of her success is that people call her out on something and she addresses it immediately. Like even like when she used the word spaz,
yeah,
like on bro, she changed that shit like the same day.
Mm.
That shit was crazy. I drop music on DistroKid, that shit take weeks to process. Bro, but when you Beyonce, you can march up to Spotify's office and
shit.
Be like, hey, here's the new master, do it today right now, and you can get that shit changed. And she and yeah. The internet reacted, she responded, she kept it pushing with the music. And I think like that's the thing with Ye, is that like, yeah, he a genius or whatever, but like, motherfucker got way too much to say. Like,
yeah,
you know,
bro.
What I'm saying?
Make more music, talk less.
Yeah.
And that's what B does to perfection, bro. It's just like, yo, I'm working on this shit. Y'all don't even know I'm working on this shit. I'm gonna wait for the perfect time to fuck with y'all and
right.
drop this shit and like make waves and like blow everybody else out the way. Bro, this yesterday was supposed to be about Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, all this other shit. And rah, 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 rah. Everybody's like, yo, Beyonce dropped 2 songs.
Bro. That shit, this is how real it is. I was in a room with like 7 other dudes watching this shit. The Verizon commercial cut off, and she said, drop the new music. I checked my phone. I said, all right, y'all, I'm out. I saw she drops some shit. I was like, I'm out, bro. I'm going to go have a listening party at my crib with none of y'all dicks around me. I'm going to have a fucking grand time.
It changed the whole energy of all the Super Bowl parties, man. It came real manly very quickly. It was just us fellas waiting for the parlays to hit. Right.
You just see your one man stand up, take his hat off, and be like, fuck!
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah.
The women have left.
I think Rady made a great fucking point. Like, with social media and just what we have now, we have way too much fucking access to these artists. And I call it the Meek Mill effect.
Because
like, Meek Mill to me was such a great rapper.
And then
I started to tweet. I saw his tweets.
And then I saw
the French fries.
You saw the French fries?
Bro.
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nah, the wet. Yo, the pool water French fries. Oh,
on
my
his,
God.
Like, shorts, no plate or nothing. I'm like, bro.
It's crazy.
How could I ever listen to you rap and not see them legs in that water?
You know, yo, and you know you talk a lot when Victory Light's certified yapper is telling you to shut, is telling you to shut the fuck up, bro. I really like that name. I'm not. They think I don't read that shit. Somebody on there called me certified yapper. I was like, yo, that's kind of hard.
That shit does sound kind of hard.
That shit go kind of crazy. I'm about to call myself that.
I was like, oh, I like that.
Yo, it's your boy, Randy.
Certified yapper. You already know what it is. Yo, so whoever you are, I like that.
Yo, keep your miles away from me because I'm a trapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Certified yapper.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a good lesson in... As a creative person, bro, to keep learning and to keep growing in terms of your art, wherever the fuck that takes you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you like get stuck on some point, you just want to try some other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Andre 3000.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you are fulfilling your creative journey, mm-hmm. bro, do what the fuck you got
to
do.
I was about to say, because like, yo, y'all both hit the nail on the head. It's like B and Kanye is kind of doing the same thing. They're doing different genres of music. They're trying to like break out of like the mold that they in or whatever like that. But B's doing it and like, yo, I'm doing this shit my way, which is like, yo, I'm here, I'm in the studio, I'm working.
Yeah.
We're gonna plan this rollout, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that.
Stay out the bullshit.
Kanye goes on Instagram Live, yo, I did 2 songs. Did Ozzy Osbourne's a racist. He don't wanna give me a sample. I'm like, bro, why?
Yo, once I saw Once I saw Kanye West with the Baddies fucking East cast,
yo,
I said, all right, let me go take a nap.
Let me take a fucking nap. This motherfucker, yo, fam.
And then there was a video of Yes Jules, the white shorty, recording him.
Yes.
And she stopped recording him for some reason. And he was like, why you stop recording me? And she was like, oh, my phone is dying. He was like, no, it's because I'm sounding crazy. You think I'm crazy?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it's insane, dude. Man. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's sounding crazy. You think I'm crazy?
Yeah. Like, to your point about like exploration and like feeling like pigeonholed, I think this is probably not going to land with a lot of people, but with a select few, Bring Me the Horizon is a post-genre band now.
Mm.
Like, they started off in like 07 with like super deathcore, like heavy metal, right? Like music. Mm-hmm. Now, like Bring Me the Horizon drops and if they feel like dropping an electronic album, they will just do that shit.
Yeah.
And people will follow. And I think the reason I bring that up is because, like, yo, if you're confident in your product and you show no fucking fear, then it will find its audience.
Beyonce right. can do that.
That's what she does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Beyonce could do that.
Beyonce could do that. And it's crazy because they were saying, like, I mean, I don't know if this is a conspiracy theory or like a marketing plan, but they were saying, like, yo, she's taking back black music during Black History Month. She was, first it was house music, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Then it was, now it's country music.
Despite being the whitest she has ever looked, by the way.
Right. I think it's the hair, though. That's what I was talking about that last night. The hair makes her look white.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, you look like a Belkis now. You know?
She
do look like a light-skinned Dominican. She That's crazy.
Good. She look good, though. But, you mean?
But, yo, it's like, with her, like, she has the some people have it and some people don't. You know what I'm saying? And she has the talent to be able to do that shit, like, under the radar, work on her shit, make it pop. And, like, and then she actually, bruh, I have never seen Beyonce really do something that people were like, bruh, like, what?
Yeah,
you know
never,
what I'm saying? Like,
never, yeah,
like
never.
You know what I mean? So she's, like, she's very aware of herself, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I feel like a lot of these motherfuckers don't have any type of self-awareness, you know what I mean? Like Kanye being like, who's gonna be the Medici family and let me create?
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? It's like, bro, you're a billionaire, nigga, you don't need a Medici family.
I also think it's ego. It's like having to always be right, always to be on the forefront for people to hear all of your opinions and all of your, it's like, bro, like with Beyonce, she will never address anything directly.
Yeah.
Like, she won't ever respond to a tweet or respond to a news article.
Nah.
If it's anything serious enough, she'll address it in the music, but she'll be silent until then. And even then, it's like with Beyonce, the thing I like about her is that you can't, she shows mad love to the new artists. She's not on some like, fuck all you bitches. Yeah. I'm running this shit forever.
Yeah.
That part. Because
despite that being the case, like, she could very well run this shit forever. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't ever see Beyonce's reign. Like, Beyonce's reign will be over when she decides it's over.
That's what I'm saying. She got to retire like
Tom
Brady. Like, yo, I don't think
that even then, because the Beehive is like, bro, fuck you. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, it's like
the Beehive don't even fuck with Beyonce to that point. They be telling Beyonce to shut the fuck up.
Yo, shut up, bitch. Put music out.
Beyonce let out she was on the news and they was like, she was like, you know, I love my fans, but you guys got to relax sometimes. They got on the internet and they was like, Beyonce, shut the fuck up, bro.
Yo,
make music and shut the fuck up. Let us do what we do.
That's crazy.
So
they
like,
really
even if
told
she's
Beyonce
like, yo,
to get in the kitchen. Oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, they
crazy,
did.
Bro, they really
well, we
did.
Know she can't cook, but she said it herself. She can't cook for shit.
Nigga. If you are with Beyonce and you're expecting her to cook, you're wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
What is the point?
I mean, listen, get away from that stove and get in the vocal booth.
That's
where we're making the money at. All right? Like, nobody's coming here for your banana pudding.
Right?
They're coming here for the singles.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about this country album just because it is cool that she is taking back all the black music.
Yeah.
Like,
rock music is next, baby.
I hope it is rock music, but I also hope it's like some jazz or a rap album. I would live for a Beyonce rap album.
Yo.
Like also, she has a great voice for it too.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
like she be getting her little bars off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So like she definitely does. She definitely does have a voice for it.
She is what I call as a washed motherfucker. Because it back in the day, it was like, yo, you're an entertainer,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you could sing, you could act, you could dance. You could vent on stage for an hour and a half and just talk to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just keep the crowd engaged. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's like three people left like that in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx is one of them to me.
Oh, yeah. Right. Because Jamie Foxx is multi-talented.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Donald Glover is one of them.
Donald Glover, you know what I'm saying? And Beyonce, to me, is the other one. Like, she's not acting a lot, but you know what I'm saying? She can get shit off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody in this room said that she could do all the other shit. I'm not gonna say who because I don't want them to get doxxed.
Honestly, I fuck with her Dream Girls performance. That was my favorite.
She
wowed out on Dream Girls.
You know what that was too? That was kind of like a little bit like heightened reality a little bit for her because she comes from that. Like, yo, I grew up in showbiz. I know what this is.
Right.
The pressure, the this, the that. You know what I mean? The people trying to take advantage of you, all that shit. So. Like, she was perfect for that part.
I heard that she...
Come on, the hip-hopper, the hip-hopper. Carmen?
The hip-hopper?
Oh, that was avant-garde.
Didn't she die in that movie?
Yo, that was crazy, though, because that was, like, some wild experimental shit for the time. Like, I remember seeing a commercial for this shit, and I swear to God, like, there's, like, eight motherfuckers in my dusty apartment, and they just, they see the shit, and they're like... Nigga, what the fuck is this? Like that. Like, yo, what the fuck is this? Is this an opera? You know what I'm saying? So listen, Beyonce to me, Jamie Foxx, like you said, Donald Glover, but Beyonce to me is like the top entertainer right now, the supreme leader of entertainers. Like, you know, like Ayatollah Khomeini is the supreme leader of Iran.
What
you know
a segue.
What I'm you know what I mean? Whoop! You know what I mean? I'm like Magic Johnson, nigga. You feel me? Yo, Ayatollah Khomeini, Iran supreme leader, you know what I'm saying? He got on his socials and he was like, yo, shout out to my Hamas niggas. You know what I mean? And it was like, yo, get him out of here. That's him complaining to the board. Like, yo, what happened?
What did I say? Issues, geopolitical, all that. Yo, but whoever, like the barber, whoever's like working with his beard
is
great job.
Yo, fam.
That's true.
All of them. Yo. Like at a certain cabinet level or whatever it's called out there.
Yo,
those beards are immaculate.
To quote Mike Tyson, we're to Allah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that shit is shining, bro.
Yeah, man.
Bruh.
But yeah, nah, both Meta, aka Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And what was the other one? It was Facebook and some other fucking social.
Instagram
and Facebook. Yeah, because it's the same shit. It's all Zuckerberg. So Zuckerberg said, yo, my man, you got to get the fuck up out of here, bro, because you said, yo, shout out to Hamas. Because he said after... You know what I mean? He supported or was like, you know, whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? Shout out to my guys. Listen, to put this in block terms, this is like, yo, when you got your crew, you know what I mean? And you got beef with another crew from another block or whatever, and then your man is going to go spin the block and beat the shit out of the op over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get on your Instagram and be like, we outside. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, 187, you know how we give it up. So he did that, you know what I'm saying, but in the geopolitical way, you know what I mean, after the October 7th attacks, and Meta and Instagram was just like, nah, you can't do that, bro. You know what I'm saying? He said, we kiss the hands of those who plan the attack on the Zionist regime. You know what I mean?
That's the hardest opening bar.
Wow.
It's like, yo, I break bread, ribs,
nah, he said, that's why
bills.
I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. that's his version of that.
Yo! Fam, nah. But look, he's not all is lost, you know what I'm saying? Because he's still got his Twitter account, you know what I'm saying? And he's still out here being Khomeini. Which, by the way, I think I said this shit in like episode 2. There was a painting of this dude in my house for my entire childhood. And I was like, which one of my theos is this? And why is he wearing a turban? Like, Dominicans don't wear turbans, bro. Like, I don't know this dude, but my uncles fuck with this guy crazy. I don't know why, but. While I'm in DR, I'm going to have to sit down with the Theos and find out why this man was heavily portrayed in my house throughout my entire childhood.
Probably about Chatero, bro. We didn't even know.
Yo.
Might be.
Yo, we'll be right back. Come and eat!
A victory light.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you.
Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
A victory light.
Yo, welcome to Victory Light, bro. It's your fucking boy, Michael Anthony, bro. This is episode 27, because you know what? It's 27 rings the Yankees got, bro. We got 27 rings of championships. Some of them, Negroes are not allowed to play, but that's neither here nor there, because we got 27 of those things. And this is episode 27 of Victory Light, you motherfuckers. They got Liz Bell over there. They got Rainey. He got tattoos on his head. Victor's got the hoodie on his head. Fucking Paulie's over there doing work. And fucking Hassan, this guy, I love this guy, bro, because every time I go to the club and I say, hey, can you play a little Stevie B? He's like, sure. And he does it for me. And I love the drop. Episode 27, you fucking pieces of shit. Stay tuned. Yo, listen, man, we back. You know what I mean?
Excuse the last person who was talking. Yeah, he's a 50-year-old crackhead from wild. Bushwick. Sorry for that.
Sorry for the cracker. I did graffiti on the top of Richie's. Yo, listen, man. We back now. You know what I'm saying? And Valentine's Day has come and gone.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's the romance time. I've been married for like 1,000 years, so I just do, like, I'm like...
Did you ask her to be a Valentine?
I did.
You liar!
Nah, you liar, you're right. You're right. Yo, damn, you cool.
He said, I did. You goddamn liar.
You know what I mean? When a nigga extend the vowel like that, he lying like a bitch. I did. Not.
Is that still a thing? Like, as a married man, like, is that...
Be my Valentine? I feel like, listen... Shout out to Heather would fry me if I was like, yo, would you be my Valentine? She'd be like, how about you take the garbage out, you fucking lazy piece of shit? It's just been sitting by the front door stinking all day.
You know what? She's right. You should have took the garbage out before you asked her to be a Valentine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That should have been your first priority. You fucked up.
You have room for both.
You know what I mean? You fucked up.
I'm a busy man. Yeah. It was cardboard. I had to flatten all the cardboards down. It took man long.
Damn. Yo.
But look, so this is Valentine's Day related. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know Valentine's Day is like fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you
is
not,
it so?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you like, look, and this is my thing. When Valentine's Day comes around, I'm about to sound like Chance. I love my wife. Oh, I love my wife. Yo. But I'm just like, yo, listen. Let's keep it a beam, because Shannon Sharp said this shit too, and I'm ashamed of myself for even being in the same school of thought as Shannon Sharp.
Skill.
But he said, yo, Valentine's Day, the guy goes to his lady, and he's like, yo, listen, I got you this edible arrangement. Mm-hmm. I got you this tennis bracelet. You Puerto Rican, so I got you the matching anklet.
Yep. Nice.
You know what I'm saying? And I got you the Betty Boop tattoo. I got it freshened up for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking you to Tough City. Freshen your shit up. Add some color to your shit.
Tough City, oh my God.
Because it was black and white before.
There's a Puerto Rican girl right now, wet as fuck, you know what as you're talking to her.
Like, yo, and I'm like, yo, it's my man. It's like, yo, it's my man, MB40. He used to do graffiti. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just good. And then on the flip side, it's like, yo, yo, I got these panties from Joyce Leslie. I'm going to suck your dick for a little 15 minutes. You're welcome.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying.
Yo, Pink. Yo, Pink had a sale. It was 3 for $5. Here you go. Pick one.
Pick one?
Yeah.
Pick one.
Pick one.
I'm going to jerk you off in a 10 minutes.
And then, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Would you appreciate if Heather brought you flowers and chocolate and shit like that?
Low key, I would. I'm not even lying.
Really?
You know what's crazy? Y'all never access this.
That's not true. Don't.
She said, don't believe me. She said, why
fuck that, Liz.
Do I have
to answer for all women?
Yes.
Good. Because I got some questions for you bitch ass niggas.
All right, bet. Now, bring it in. No, we don't argue. So let's get it.
No, yeah, let's do it. Let's fuck get you guys.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't need you.
Hold on.
I'm about to flame you. You letting another man reprimand you.
That's crazy.
On air.
That's crazy.
Live on air. Crazy. Live on air is happening.
Nah,
I'm watching.
Nah. Yo, that's crazy.
There's a 5%er.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I'm on some real cheese shit. Like, listen, I don't know if it's just the shorties I've been dealing with in my life. I was going to say in my 40 years of life, like I was fucking when I was 3. But I never got like the, do you want to go do something? It's always like, yo, listen, pull up to the crib. Fucking, they playing Tank in the background.
Not Tank. They playing Joe.
Damn.
The flower petals to the bed and shit. Like, and I'm just like, yo, but we do this every day except without the flower petals. Yeah. So what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know, man. I can't relate. I'm a wonderful gift giver, so I'll be going all out.
Yeah.
And I'm also avid of giving like my male family members and friends their flowers. I get them flowers on their birthday.
Let me tell you something.
No.
That is right. Fuck! Now I can't. Y'all gotta go now. Yo, no, but it's, that is one of your very good qualities, B. Like, I hope you know that, and I hope you see that, because you're very thoughtful.
Oh, thank you.
When this bald bitch went to Japan, you came through with the yen.
Bro, that was awesome.
And the thing and all this shit. And then you came through with the fucking lidocaine when I broke my fucking neck.
Sure did.
Like an old watchman.
And I was
then
sick.
Fucking
and
coquito.
I was
and then
sick. And she pulled up. Yeah, she pulled up with the fucking the concoction.
Yes, bro.
Oh, yeah.
She
came through with that.
Yeah. With the travel size coquito, too, that I could take on a plane with me.
That
and
was
shit,
wild.
Bro.
Come on now. Shout out to Liz.
But that's honestly, I could say that's one of my best qualities. My best quality is being able to love somebody and like put shit that they want to the back of my head for that moment.
Yo.
Or even create shit, bro. I literally create shit out of thin air.
Yo, that's so
there's there. Just real quick, there was a moment. My grandfather, my grandmother, God rest his soul, they had a 67-year anniversary wedding. Right, we lost two of our cousins a few years back. One in a very violent way, and one in he was born sick. So we lost him when he was like 6 years old. So we took this big family portrait with everybody in the church, and there was a specific space in the back that was just like empty. And I was like, "Yo, do you know what would be cool, bro?" I got a picture of my older cousin, the one who was murdered, with a, and I got another picture of my cousin who passed away, and I put him in the arms of my cousin as if he was holding him.
Oh.
And then I put both of them in the background, but I put them as like a silhouette so that you could know that they aren't with us anymore, but they like were with
us
there in that moment. So I remember I made that, I paid like some Photoshoppers to like make it look cool. I blew it up, printed it out, put it on a beautiful gold board. And on Father's Day, my grandfather's last Father's Day, bro, it was like 4 months before he passed. I went and I took them all their wedding pictures in a big, like big cuadros.
Yo, stop. Yo, I'm about to start crying, bro. Stop.
Damn,
this is this
bro.
Comedy, nigga.
Bro, when I tell you
crying.
My grandfather, he was speechless. He was happy as fuck and he was kissing the pictures. But there's a specific video that I have of him just like looking at me. As my sister's talking to him, he's just like looking at me and like shaking his head.
Like, damn,
bro. Like,
he's like, yo,
how you do that?
Yo, I thought you only knew how to mop and make chicken.
Nah, first of all, my grandfather used to tell me as a kid, "Tú vas a ser abogada. You're gonna be a lawyer. Because he used to know I didn't stay shut for nobody.
Yeah, bitch.
Exactly. He created a fucking monster.
He love you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man. So yeah, Valentine's Day has come and gone. I got, you know, what I typically get. You know what I'm saying? But related to what I typically get, they're saying that Viagra.
Oh, is that what you were participating in?
Listen, ain't no shit. This is the thing with Viagra. If you don't need it, it's like, bruh, like you're doing a lot with this. You know what I mean? Like you're like whoever you're having sex with is gonna be like, yo, fam, I've had enough. Okay, we're into quadruple overtime now. You know what I'm saying? It's a school night. You know what I mean? Like we gotta chill. But yo, answer me this. You know what I'm saying? Like, so Viagra apparently slows down the onset of Alzheimer's because they had a test group, right, that they gave the Viags to, and then they had the regular cock group, you know what I mean? And
regular cock. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, I don't want to miss... Victory Light is all about accurate information. You hear me?
Yeah.
So I just got to tell you that they got to do more studies to see if it's true. But 18% less of the men in this study that were taking the boner pills showed any signs of Alzheimer's 10 years later as opposed to the regular cock group, you know what I'm saying, who did not. And moving right along into more Valentine's romanticism relationship shit. This is a stupid Twitter conversation starter. It's like a double-edged sword. I hate it, but yet I love it because I'm a prompt-ass type of motherfucker. Like, if you give me a prompt, I'll talk about it for 80,000 hours.
Yeah.
Is this appropriate for a date night? What we're looking at here is two cheeseburgers and two milkshakes. Is this appropriate
but
for
that,
a date night?
That's not a regular milkshake, bro. That's a concoction.
Yeah, that shit got like Oreo O's on the top.
Yeah, it got cereal on top.
Yeah, bro. That's
this is some super American
guys,
shit.
This is just a McDonald's where the ice cream machine works. That's it. That's all this is.
I'm sorry, bro. Wow. We forgot what it looked like.
Rainey, you've seen one of those?
I have. Listen, it was a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
And the only McDonald's where the ice cream machine works is at a very special legendary location called the Ring of Ash.
Oh,
the Ring of Ash?
And at the Ring of Ash.
Oh, my God.
They have the one ice cream machine that works.
The Ring of Ash.
But all the employees' foreskins are longer than their dicks.
No! I knew that's what was happening at the Lazy McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So, yo, listen, to me, okay, look, I'll say this. This is not, like, is this appropriate for a date night? To me, yes, because it depends on the person. How long y'all been together, whatever. I've been married for 100,000 years. This is a perfect date night, except I got to be Impossible Burger because Heather doesn't eat meat. Hey, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Shut up, bro.
You know what I mean? Let's say.
He can't even help it.
Nah, I gotta get like Queen Slip. Yo, that's my sister-in-law. Chill out. Don't talk like that, because now I'm about to volley. Because now I'm about to really get at you. Now I'm really volley.
Yo,
stop chill out. Yo, don't touch me. Don't touch me, son.
Yo, that's
stop talking like that. Queens all day, baby.
Yo, he kill me every single time we do that shit, bro.
I'm about to violate you.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's crazy. But yo, I think this shit is like, it's relative. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a dude take you out on a first date, Liz, and he bring you here, and you're not there yet. You're just getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings you here, and he's like, all right, we splitting the bill, bitch. Like,
what the fuck is that about? I don't like splitting bills.
And it's a burger and a shake. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we splitting the bill over burger and shake?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, bro. That's just so petty. I would be like, you know what? I'll take it. That's how I am, bro. I'm not like that at all. I will rather pay it and just get rid of you, bro.
You know how crazy that is for the male ego?
What?
For like a motherfucker to be like, yo, listen, we gonna split this.
And oh, nah,
like,
you'd be like,
yo, I got it, bro.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Like, that's embarrassing. We gonna split $30, bro?
Yeah.
For the fuck what?
Bro, I say this shit all the time, bro, especially on Twitter, bro. Like, anything is a date if she like you.
That's exactly, it. Bro. Like, this is a date right here. We on exactly. a date right now.
Yo, yeah, this is thruple.
Power thruple.
Yeah, yeah. Thruple reveal. Right,
bro, it's exactly what Randy say. What all of these Twitter fucking debates about where you would go, where you could take them, what they will accept, bro. None of that shit matters if y'all fuck with each other. It don't matter.
Yeah. You can say, bro. I've taken shorties to fucking restaurants where you had the fucking. Call a month in advance, and it's been like the vibe has been dead. And then there's like other spots like, yo, let's go split an Italian burger at Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Yeah,
and
bro.
The vibes is immaculate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're feeling nice. We just drank a 40 together.
Yeah, you might witness a robbery.
You know what I'm saying? Know?
Legendary like, shit, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, we in St. James Park watching fucking homeless people fight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
betting on who we going to go, man.
Yo, I got Pito. Yeah. I know him. I went to high school with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
He's off that shit. he beat it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think like y'all said, I think anywhere you go, as long as y'all are into each other, is appropriate for a date, B. Like, if it's like, yo, this is our fifth wedding anniversary, nah, right. bro. Now you're wilding.
Hold on. Unless this where y'all first met.
Then then you go.
Then it's cute.
Then it's the Lisbel, I'm at Thoughtful, yo. Oh.
Yeah. I think.
Hold on, let me say some shit real quick.
Yeah, good.
Let me say some shit real quick.
Yeah.
I don't like the way you be making me say all.
What do you mean?
Because I be thinking about shit that you be doing for us, and I be at my crib dolo by myself, and I be like, aw.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she's so nice. I mean, when I text her shit, I'm like, yo, it's 12 o'clock at night, bro. You don't text her. Yo, you mad sweet, yo.
You want to see the Ring of Ash?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yo. Victor for free.
Oh, my God.
Victor, you are a sinner.
Yo, go to church immediately.
Yeah, yo, I think the problem is, like, you throw just this image and be like, is this okay? And it's like, bro, we don't know these people.
Yeah,
this is a very specific scenario.
There are probably no people involved.
Exactly. This is probably literally a fucking promo for a restaurant.
Yeah.
Trying to sell a burgers, and now we discussing over their sandwiches.
You know what I mean?
First of all, hold on. The name of this establishment, look at the paper.
Slut, right?
No, Bun Slut.
Bun Slut. I was trying to read that
I'm
shit.
I'm not.
My nigga, this whole time I've been trying to read that shit. And I just read the word slut, and I'm like, that can't say slut. Like, but it is Bun Slut. Bun Slut, when we first met, me and your mama first met at Bun Slut over.
That's either a burger joint or a BDSM dungeon, bro.
Yeah.
One or the other.
With a bar.
If there was no food in the picture and you told me, yeah, we're going to Bun Slut, I'd be like, hold on, wait.
Do I have to bring my ball gag?
Yeah,
or do they have them there? Yo, son, chill. Oh my God. Yes, a date is a date is a date. Like I think Lin-Manuel said that.
Lin-Manuel?
Dates is dates.
Yep. You know what I'm starting to believe? That all these damn questions about the dates and the where would you or is this acceptable? Y'all focusing so much on the spot because y'all have no fucking personalities.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't make a bitch laugh. You can't sit across from her and...
Yo.
Or y'all just can't have a mutual conversation about some dope shit. No, y'all just sitting across each other like, yo, the salad is pretty good.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Look at the
lighting. Find something else to talk about.
We at the Versace Mansion. Like, yeah, we at the Versace Mansion, nigga, because you are swaggerless, homie. And you read about this shit on a vlog. You know what I'm saying? Shout to Keith Lee. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Trying to keep the name alive out there. You know what I'm saying? He's amazing. Listen, I don't remember the last. I mean, that's not true. I go on dates. Married people go on dates. Don't listen to the lies. Married people go on dates. We don't just sit home all day in house clothes and argue.
And argue. That was just about to say.
We be going out sometimes. So, but I want to hear from you because, like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the women's perspective is very different because a lot of times I feel like dudes don't give a fuck about where they go, what they do, whatever. But, like, I feel like with women, it's just like you got to show them, bro, I actually give a fuck about you. You know what I'm saying? I actually give a fuck about you enough to know what you like, what you into. I remember this shit from 5 years ago when we first started going out, whatever. So I say that to say this. What is the complete polar opposite of that you've experienced where a motherfucker just take you out and you're just like, yo, my man.
The worst date?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm honestly the worst person to ask that question to. I do not go on dates with people that I don't know. Me and you have to have some kind of rapport.
Already.
At least over the phone. where I'm like, all right, this is somebody I could sit down and be with for more than an hour.
But you don't do like Hinge and shit.
Oh,
like,
hell no, nah. Bro. Get the fuck! Bro. Bro.
Yo, that fuck, that was a PH
that
fuck.
That was a Brooklyn-ass fuck right there.
That fuck was from PH, UK, 6Ks.
You know what it is? I get tired of people easily, but I like meeting new people. But I also don't like to meet new people in weird circumstances like that. So I would much rather us get to know each other and then be like, all right, let's go do something.
Right.
Because now I know we have some time of... But if I meet somebody and they say, yo, can I take you out? And I just met you right there, I'm going to say no. I don't like doing that at all.
I don't fucking know you, dog.
Yeah, for me, like, that's not fun because it's a complete stranger in that sense. I don't know if I'm weird for that, but I'd rather go out to dinner with my homegirls, bro.
You're not weird at all for that, because I started thinking about it, and I'm like, yo, you're a dude who's 6'2" and knows how to discharge a firearm, so you're not nervous.
Yeah.
If you was a woman and a dude just came up to you and was like, yo, let me take you out. I don't know you. You don't know me. Right. Get in my car. Let's go somewhere. Like, that's a little, it's a lot.
Yeah, honestly, you know, I would much rather speak with somebody and talk to them for a whole fucking month or two before even meeting them. Honestly, that's me. But that's also why I don't go on a lot of dates.
Well, that's the thing. You gotta screen motherfuckers nowadays, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because,
like,
sure.
It'd be motherfuckers, bro. Listen, I had a roommate that looked like he was a super nice guy. You know what I'm saying? Mad, like, thoughtful. Rent was always on time. But the nigga used to shit on the toilet.
Oh,
what?
No.
All the time. Like, he used to shit, like, out. Like, it was like, you know how the sprinklers
in the buildings? He would paint the bowl?
Paint the bowl, B. Oh. Like, he was doing spinner. I was like, bro, how is your asshole shaped?
Is it to the side?
Is it a polygon, my nigga? Like, is it a hexagon? Like, how the fuck is it?
Yo, he shits in Minecraft graphics. Like, that's...
everything just comes out pixelated.
Yeah.
He was taking pixelated dumps. Yeah. It got so bad that my mans had to write him a note on a toilet paper. And he said, he put the nigga's name, I ain't gonna say his name. He said, blah, blah. Yo, you wild, inconsiderate, B, on a toilet paper roll in Sharpie. So the next time he went in and took a shit, he saw that shit. He was just like, yo, fuck y'all.
Wait, what if he didn't time it correctly? What if you went in there? Right. Would you have to skip that piece?
Like, just put it back?
Yeah.
Like, I would just tape this here. Nah, but my man had IBS, so he was in there all the time.
Damn.
Like, not real IBS. Like, he just ate garbage, bro.
Oh.
Like, he's the only motherfucker. Honestly, like, I make a lot of jokes about White Castle clam strips.
Yeah.
He's the only motherfucker that I used to see consistently eating White Castle clam strips, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy,
like,
bro.
Fordham Road is landlocked, my guy.
Hey, by the way, last episode, I don't actually get shrimp sliders. You motherfuckers
wow.
You motherfuckers. Y'all gotta put some shit past me, bro. That's crazy. Like, y'all can't just assume I'm a heathen all the time.
Yo, I believe that shit. Let me unblock your number now.
That's facts. Yo, I was, damn, yo, I just called CPS. I gotta walk that back now.
Damn, bro. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, while I do that, y'all stay tuned because I gotta get Randy out of trouble, and y'all gotta listen to this ad for the new Mischief Crocs.
What the fuck?
A victory light.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish, Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
A victory light.
Yo, what up, you shrimp slider eating hooligans? We're back again. This is Victory Light Podcast. You already know what it is. It's your favorite certified yapper. And we're back with the mailbag. We're back with the mailbag.
Harmonize leg.
Hit the mailbag. We're back with the mailbag. And we're back.
I got it. Damn, I was trying to keep singing until I covered
the fart.
You guys
sound like the Carbon San Diego Quartet.
Yes! What was it, Jacapella or some shit like that? The Rockapella?
Yeah, I sound like Alicia Keys, yeah. Motherfucker. Ah! On that first
oh, my God.
God damn.
All right, so Ice Style asks, what up, gang? Love the pod. Can't wait for the video to come out.
Soon.
Love the mailbag, so figured I would shoot my shot. I am interested in a girl who is way out of my league. She's beautiful, in shape, and smart. I am fairly average looking, maybe a 5 out of 10 max.
Damn,
out of shape, although I've been consistently working out for the last month, and have average intelligence. Yet we share things in common, and I really like her personality. We've talked a little bit and have similar interests, such as climate change.
What?
Okay. Today, someone who I don't even know said there's no chance I can get with her. This was kind of a blow to my ego, but I know it's true. Part of me thinks that it's a waste of time for me to keep pursuing this, but my friends keep pushing me to make a move, and that gives me a little motivation. What should I do?
Yo, that was me that day, man. The nice long hair. Yo, so, I didn't say that. Yo.
All right.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack here, my guy.
Yeah. I mean,
can I just start by saying what ego?
Yeah. What ego? Okay, I read the comments religiously. So one of our biggest criticisms is that we don't treat these with enough sincerity, right? Because we're three New York kids who got
public high school,
who
New
grew
York
up
kids.
Public high school, and we don't know how to take shit serious. So I'm gonna start this answer off with a little bit of levity, with a little bit of sincerity. I'm gonna meet you halfway, bro. Listen to me. I'm 5'8" on a good day. I am fully out of shape. I lost my hairline at 23, and I am batting 500. You understand? I am batting way above my average. Okay, so this 5 out of 10 shit, this like this weird like red pill Andrew Tate alpha male nonsense you got going on in this question, you got to drop that shit, bro.
Kill it, bro.
You got to drop that shit immediately. Okay, this five out of ten max. What does that mean,
bro?
He rated
all,
himself wild low.
That's crazy. That's like literally like I failed the test. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
got
a test, but
you got a 55 on the Regents.
You got a 55 on it? You said you got a 55 on his personality?
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Fucking wild. You got a 55 on your looks. My guy, listen, there's no such... Damn, I was going to say there's no such thing as an ugly man. There definitely is a such thing as an ugly man. You got to just... Bro, if you work out, if you ugly in the face, bro, just work out, get brolic. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Listen... It, and also, none of that shit matters.
Literally not at all.
Gazillion people in the world, somebody's going to fuck with you, bro.
Yeah.
And listen.
All you need to work on is your confidence. Because that's what it sounds like is lacking. You meet any shorty, people are attracted to confidence. There are some people who are not conventionally attractive at all. They do not fit any standards and they walk into a room and they dominate.
Yep.
You got to walk into that bitch. You need to walk into that room like if that woman was made for you.
Yes.
And you just walked in and then now she's meeting the gift. Obviously, you don't want to do the Andrew Tate, but be confident, bro. You said you smart. You said y'all got something in common. Stand on your shit.
You know what I mean?
Get that hating ass friend out your life and go get you some pussy. You're going to be good.
Facts, bro. You just say you don't even know the nigga like that. Number one. Number two, fam, like, sit down with shorty. Talk about Greta Thunberg for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Talk about climate change, you know what I mean? The rise of sea levels. Get into it. You know what I mean? Just get the ball rolling, B. Like, that's all you got to do. As love is a ball.
And just exactly. don't make it weird.
I also think that he's, what's that word?
Putting the pussy on a pedestal.
Well, yeah, that too. But when he's looking at himself through his eyes. Okay.
Right, he's looking at himself through his own eyes.
Exactly. Right. He's rating himself 5 out of 10. Who knows how that girl looks at him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right. at the end of the day, try to see if maybe it is that your confidence is lacking. You
Come
know,
on,
you need some more. You just need to love yourself a little bit Come more, on. My brother.
Come on,
That's
dog.
All.
Listen, for $5.99 a month, we will have Liz Bell call and curse you out and tell you, listen, you stupid motherfucker, you are beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All proceeds will go to the Ronald McDonald Children's House Fund.
They will go to Liz Bell Ortiz.
That's facts.
My happiness.
Sorry, sorry. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. yo, tighten up, man. Tighten up. Go holler at Shorty, man. Shoot your shot.
Hell yeah.
The worst thing you could do is get hit with an ew, nigga, which could be potentially fatal. But, yo, fam, listen.
At least you did it.
You know what I mean? That's word.
Because what the worst thing you could do, bro, is be obsessed with Shorty, and 10 years, she's like, damn, you know I had a crush on you.
Yo, you had a crush
and
on you.
And there you are with the bitch that you hated. Now you got 14 children by this bitch.
Yep.
And she's the CEO of fucking Apple.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that? Wait, what's that meme that's like, beat it, chick? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The one that's like, women only like thugs.
Yo! Happy Romance Month, you bastards. You know what I mean? It's not Romance Month, it's Black History Month, you cowards.
Yeah, and that's
you
know exactly saying? Why we're taking a week off
that's
next
right.
week.
That's right. Talk to them. You know what I mean? We need a rest and R&R. Okay, and we're gonna come back recharged with more fire. More fire!
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So get ready, because it's Liz Bell Ortiz, La Madadana, Reno White.
Certified yapper.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Uncle Victor's in the house, you know what I'm saying? The fat god. Big Paulie representing DC in the back. And we got DJ.
Ooh, it's son insane.
On the motherfucking wheels of steel. And the boys, you bitch! Episode 27, we'll be back next week. Not next week, the week after that. Holla.
Let's go.
A victory light.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.